morning to everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whenever you are watching this video. So tonight or today, we are going to celebrate the full moon and invoke the blessings of Guguran, which is the deity or the pre-colonial diwata of Ibalon. And Guguran was known to be supreme god of Bicolanos. And when we talk about Bicolano, Bicol or Region 5, we often think of Mayon volcano. So today, we are going to present to you, introduce to you the pre-colonial diwata or pre-colonial god of the Bicolano people, and that is Guguran. But right now, if we talk about Bicolano, no, we often hear or know that there is a Catholic goddess that prevails the devotion, and that is Our Lady of Peñafrancha in Spain. No? So Our Lady of Peñafrancha was brought in the Philippines and seated on the throne in the Bicol area. So, but today, before we start, no, I want you to get a glass of water and join me in this small ritual honoring the Diwatang Guguran. So let us start. If you have your water, no, let us invoke the power of water. In order to do this, take a deep, slow breath as you hold the glass of water in front of your chest. Take a little sip of the water and notice how it tastes. Continue to breathe in and breathe out. This time, as you inhale, imagine the air is the breath coming from the divine entering your life. As it gets into you, it touches all the uncleanliness within you, whether it is in a form of illness, trauma, anxiety, depression, or physical, medical illness, whether it be AIDS, cancer, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, kidney problem, liver problem, and so on. Now, ask the water which is in the glass that you hold. May the power of the element of water, fellow creature of the divine, I ask you to cleanse us from all of our uncleanliness and flush away all the unwanted energies that dwell within us. By the power of the great divine spirit, this is our will, and it is so, mayari na. Now let us drink the water in the glass. By the great power that created us, we thank you, water, for your wonderful work. We recognize all the taste that you have told me and acknowledge it to be part of my life. Now we thank you for the wonderful work and dismissing all the negative energies that dwells or envelop my life. We are clean, we are pure, we are new. This is our will, with aiming harm to no one. As we create and manifest this, and it shall be done, mayari na, pag-asatin. Now, let us pray the Agamic invocation that I wrote in 2004 as an inspiration in establishing the shrine of Luntiang Agama. So let us pray. Glory and honor to the great power that created us and to the whole universe. O great divine spirit, the creator, the protector, and the almighty, plant in us, your children, the seed of love that will bring peace to all mankind. That peace, when it grows, will transcend all understanding, that will guard our hearts and our mind in you. Let that understanding grow and branch forth in us with knowledge. The knowledge of truth, reverence, and true humility to all beings, seen and unseen. May you allow that knowledge to bud for us with a flower of wisdom, a wisdom that will guide us in our daily life in this plane of existence, a wisdom that harms none, that brings forth in us a perfect equilibrium and harmony to all beings, so that in the end, we may enjoy our life fulfilled and will taste the fruit of the labor of your love in us, which is enlightenment. May the blessings of the great divine spirit always shine on us in love and on light. Kayarina. So in every ritual within the shrine, we strengthen our dedication in serving the Diwata, Anito, and Encanto through our oath. So together, let us declare our dedication of service to the glory and honor of the great divinity that is within us. I am Alunti Angagama, child of the Blessed Circle. I am a vessel of the secret knowledge, mysteries, and wonders. My powers are knowledge and wisdom that I will carefully keep and will serve it only to the great benefit of all. Through it, I can lean on in times of needs. Even in times of great sorrow, knowledge and wisdom will comfort me and give me great joy. Power will strengthen when wisdom grows, and ignorance is the result of further negligence. In the devotion of Lunti Angagama, we must add more value into it, because the manifestation of our desire and wishes, so as the blessings of power, will we truly receive. The Blessed Circle is the home of Lunti Angagama. This is why my life is blessed, because I am Lunti Angagama. Now, let us call on the element of fire by radiating its light into us to remind us always of our dedication to the great power. Eternal flame, light from above, enter here to your holy shrine as we call upon you. Eternal flame, may your brilliant light shine in our life from now and forevermore. Eternal flame, light from our ancestors, may your guidance and grace be with us now and always. Mayari na. Now we have invoked the great light of the divine. Let me share to you now the messages of the great Diwatang Gugurang as we invite him to guide us last new moon. So in every full moon, we are going to honor a new Diwata, and this time we are honoring the Diwatang Gugurang. So I hope that everyone is doing well. So I just want to share our topic for today, and we are going to discuss about, we are presenting here the Bikilano, which is in Region 5, and their indigenous faith. So let us get to know the indigenous faith of our Bikilano brothers. No? So we can see that Bicol region was known as Ibelong, variously interpreted to derive from Ibalyo, which means to bring to the other side, and Ibalon means people from the other side, or people who are hospitable and give visitors gifts to bring home. So Bicol is an administrative region in the Philippines, which is known as Bicolandia, which is composed of the provinces of Albay, Camarines Norte, Camarines Sur, Sorsogon, Catanduanes, and Masbate. So in this place, we can see the beautiful, majestic Mayon volcano, which was considered to be a perfect cone, or the most perfect cone among the rest, no? So before it was known as Bicol, no, they know that this place was called as Ibalon, no. So this name have come from a three epic that tell the greatness of the Bicolano people, and that is through the stories of Batlog, Hangyong, and Bantong. So now I am going to share some of the epic, no. So how Ibalong came up to be, no. So according to the folk epic titled Ibalong, the people of the region were formerly called Ibalong or Ibalnong, a name believed to have been derived from God Ibal, who ruled Sawangan city of Legazpi today in ancient times. So the word people used to mean the people of Ibal eventually was shortened to Ibalon So the word bicol, which replaces ibalon, is a circle, meaning to go around, in the original, as if prescribing the pristine river in that area. So actually, there is a great river in Bicol, and what I've heard yesterday, no, as I had talked to Ma'am Grace, or one of my former boss, na there are a project going through in the Bicol area that will utilize the river, like what they are doing in Pasig River here in the Tagalog area. So let us continue. The story of Batlog tells that he found Ibalon as a vast area of land that is rich with vegetation and forest because of its fertile soil. So Batlog and his people from Batavara moved into this land and called it Ibalon. As they moved in their kingdom, they prospered. So I don't know if this type of story or is similar to the Tanbordian Datu that reached the Panay Island. So, but since Bicol region is nearby the area, no, it might be related. So according to the story, Batlog and his people from Batavara moved into this land and called it Ibalon. As they moved in their kingdom prospered, no? So it was through the people of Batlog, when they called it Ibalon, the land get prospered. But when it prospered, evil mystical creatures have seen Ibalon, have went to Ibalon, and they attacked them to grab their possession through the giant man-eating wild boar. No, so it was known na parang we might relate this na. So whenever there is prosperity in us, people will be jealous and will try to attack us. But here we see na it has been said that Batlog easily wrestled with the giant and killed it and regained their peace and prosperity. So it is important when we are prosper that we also have peace. But in order to maintain that peace and prosperity, we have to fight against the evil, no? We have to stand. And here it has been described that Batlog wrestled, no? So after that, no, soon huge water buffalo or carabao, winged shark, giant crocodiles, and crazy-looking creatures line up to siege Ibalon. But at this time, no, Batlog is getting old and getting weak. That's why Batlog easily managed the fight and won each battle. But through age, he was evenly caught up. So parang natalo siya. After Batlog came Hanjong. A violent warrior came to rescue Batlog and fiercely defeated the master, sieging Ibalon, and regained peace and prosperity in the land. But as Hanjong grew old, a new batch of rampaging monsters sieging the land, that Hanjong became helpless. So, but Bantong, a new hero, no, it was different from the first one because the first one is Batlog, and the new one, or the latest one, the younger one, is Bantong, came to rescue Hanjong and wipe out all Halimaw, or evil creature, and a volcano with a perfect cone appeared in Ibalon as a testament that the land is blessed and protected by the gods. So it is so wonderful that Mayon volcano here, this story or this epic explained how Mayon volcano came up, no? So it means na parang the Mayon volcano is a testament that there is no more evil in the land. But there is a new interesting story that I want to share to you. So here we see a fight against good versus evil in maintaining prosperity, and as a testament that the land has been cleared up from infestation of evil spirits, a volcano have came out, But there is another story, which is a romantic story, that told about how Mayon volcano came up. So we have written here, there is another story on how Mayon volcano came out, which is a love story of the legendary couple named Panganoron and Magayon. Or Dragang Magayon, no? So Dragang Magayon, which means lovely one, is the daughter of Datu Makusog, the strong one, which is the chief of Ibalon. One day, the ragang magayon strolled near the river while crossing the river. She stumbled on a rock and fell quickly into the water. She was swiftly swept downstream by the current. She said, "Help me, help me," she cried. Fortunately, her cries were heard by Pangaronon, no? The proud one, and his bodyguard, Amihan, the cold one. Pangaronon jumped into the river and saved the ragang magayon. While doing that, the ragang magayon said, "Thank you for risking your life to save me." She cried, "How can I repay you? My father is the chief of our tribe. Surely he will reward your heroism, whatever it takes." But immediately captivated, Pangaronon realized that he had finally met the perfect woman for him. At the same time, the ragang magayon was instantly attracted to him. Pangaronon asked Makusog permission to marry the ragang magayon, but Makusog could not permit them to marry. The tribal law forbade marriage outside the clan. As a tribe leader, he had to enforce the law. Yet, as a father, he wanted to make his daughter happy. Meanwhile, Patuga, the eruptive one, learned about Pangaronon's intention. Patuga was the most ardent suitor of the ragang magayon. For years, he had been convincing her to marry him, but to no avail. One night, Patuga and his cohort kidnapped Makusog. Then he sent word to the ragang magayon that her father would die if she did not marry him. Without a choice, she ascended only, then din Patuga released Makusog. Soon, Patuga and the ragang magayon were wed. But in the midst of the merrymaking, pandemonium broke out. And Pangaronon and his men arrived, fighting and shoot between the two tribes. In a few minutes, Pangaronon fatally struck Patuga. However, during the skirmish, a poisoned arrow shot from nowhere fell on the ragang magayon's breast. So Pangaronon rushed to her aid, and as she kneeled over the dying ragang magayon, an enemy hacked his head off. After the battle, the ragang magayon was buried and her death was mourned by all over the land. Where she was put to rest, a mountain mysteriously appeared. This mountain is now known as Mayon. It is said that even in death and in another form, she is still haunted by the men who love her. When Mayon is said to erupt, this is Patuga challenging Pangaronon. But when Mayon is calm, Pangaronon is embracing her. The tears of Pangaronon are shed as rain at time in his grief. So this is a wonderful story of a love affair about the Pangaronon, no, about Pangaronon and Mount Mayon. So let us move now about the deities of Mikulano. So here we have seen that Gugurang, the most powerful among gods, a ruler of heaven and the supreme Diwata. It is said that it is very a mysterious part na actually Gugurang has siblings, no, and later on we will learn. But here we can see na before Gugurang exists, there are other gods before him, before that rules the world before Gugurang became a supreme god. So let us know first his origin. It is said that Gugurang was an energy of Paros, which is a god of the wind and son of Langit, which is the primordial king of the sky. The wife of Paros is Dagat, which is the daughter of Tubigan, which is the sovereign god of the waters. So here, Dagat and Paros have four children, which are Daga, Adlaw, Bulan, and Bituon. Daga was a strong man, possessed a body of rock. Adlaw was a joyful fellow, had a body of gold. Bulan was a copper made man and weakling, and Bituon, a beautiful maiden made of pure silver. So Paros was a divine embodiment of the wind, ever changing, arrogant, and polygamous. Until he was bested by Dagat, he fell in love with her and changed his old ways. They ruled over the sky and the seas. But it was very soon that Paros died, So Daga, being the eldest son, succeeded in control of the winds. Soon after, Dagat, the mother, died, now leaving her children under the care of their grandparents, Langit and Tubigan. After assuming control of the winds, Dagat became arrogant and ambitious, desiring to gain more power, so induced his younger brothers to attack the kingdom of Langit. At first, they refused. At Dagat's anger, Bulan and Adlaw were constrained to join him in his plot. So preparations were made, and when everything was ready, they set out their expedition and began to attack the gates of the sky. Failing to open the gates, Daga let loose the winds in all directions so that the gate was destroyed, and the brothers succeeded in gaining entrance, but they were met by the enraged Langit, who set out 3 bolts of lightning after them. All of them were struck by lightning. The copper body of Bulan melted into a ball. So also the golden body of Adlaw. Daga's body fell into the sea and became what is now the earth. Their sister, Bituun, on discovering the absence of their brother, went out to look for them. But upon meeting the enraged god, Langit, Bituun was also struck by another bolt of lightning which broke her body into many pieces. Then Langit descended from the sky and called Tubigan and accused him of helping their grandson in their attack on his kingdom. But Tubigan defended himself, saying he had no knowledge about the attack, for he was asleep far down into the sea. Tubigan succeeded in pacifying Langit, and the two regretted and wept over the loss of their children. Since they could not revive them, they gave each body a light. So as a resolution, no, from the rebellion of the 4 children from Daga, Adlaw, Bulan, and Tala, no, or Bituun, no, they gave them life. But there will be no one who will rule anymore the earth. So as a resolution, Langit have invoked the energies of Paros that give birth to the Taong Lipod, and the trinity of the most powerful god of Bicol, which are the Kagurangan, Gugurang, and Aswang, and to the lesser god, Onos and Bathala. This makes Gugurang Taong Lipod, Kagurangan, Aswang, Onos, and Bathala as siblings and reincarnation of Paros. So all of them are reincarnation, no, of Paros. It and Langit made it happen to invoke the spirit of Gugur of Paros, so that Gugurang Taong Lipod, Kagurangan, Aswang, Onos, and Bathala came into existence, no. But Gugurang have asserted his dominance among his siblings. Thus he become the most powerful and aggressive among gods. Thus he commands the winds and the flames of heaven. So long time ago, when the world was still young, the good and evil gods were not yet enemies as they are now. They are friends. So it means long time ago there are no good and evil god. They are all one god, no? But according to here, no, they are friends, each living separately in a mountain. So at that time, Gugurang, the good god, was living inside Mount Mayon, and Aswang, the evil one, inside Mount Malinaw. As gods, they had control over the welfare of the people, but Gugurang was more powerful than Aswang, who was merely a subordinate. The former was the chief or Kagurangan of the Bicolanos. Now Gugurang was given full control over the people, who learned to look up to him for protection. So whenever the people disobeyed his order or wishes, he would cause the pit of Mayon to rumble terribly. The people in that time took this as a sign of warning, and accordingly mended their foul ways because of their sins were beyond forgiveness. Gugurang would make the volcano erupt to wipe out the sinners. So Gugurang is the symbol of the good, or ang mga marahay, ready to punish the bad or the maraot. When the people saw fire, kalayo, flowing out of crater of Mayon, they would grow afraid. They would offer a sacrifice to him to appease his wrath. A balyana or bailan or priestess officiated the ceremony. Always when they committed wrong, there will be a loud moaning of the earth, followed by the eruption of fire and lava. Gugurang is pictured as a middle-aged man with a silver hair that commands fire. He also commands a cadre of half-man and half-bird creatures, no, such as the Garuda or Katambang, that are strong and are capable of flight, that they will swoop and catch evil humans and monsters, but upon touching fresh waters, they turn into attractive men with muscular bodies. So Gugurang's fire was both symbolic and literal. It is believed to be the flame that keep Mount Mayon and the whole of Ibalong warm and sunny. It is also believed that the fire of Gugurang is the knowledge of the gods and is power. According to legend, Aswang once tried to steal Gugurang's fire and send lava to Ibalong. Gugurang punished Aswang, placing him under Mount Malinaw. Whenever the people disobeyed his orders or wishes, he would cause the pit of Mayon volcano to rumble terribly. The people in time took this as a sign of warning, and accordingly mended their foul ways, or if their sins were beyond forgiveness, Gugurang would make the volcano erupt to wipe out the sinners. Gugurang then became the symbol of the good, or Ang Marayhay, ready to punish the bad, and Maraon. When people saw fire flowing out of the crater of Mayon, they would grow afraid. They would then offer a sacrifice to him to appease him, his wrath. The Balyana priestess officiated the ceremony. Always when they committed wrong, there will be a loud moaning of the earth, followed by an eruption of fire and lava. So now, Aswang had no fire in his abode inside Mount Malinaw in the north of Albay. He wanted to be powerful as Gugurang. At least, if the people aroused his wrath, he wanted to subdue them by fire or rumbling in Mount Malinaw. This was still Hul then. He entreated Gugurang to give him some fire, but Gugurang emphatically refused. Angered, he determined to oppose every move of Gugurang. He gathered around him evil counselors, his masters, and evil spirits, whom he sent to earth to turn to the people to evil ways. After that, there was much immorality, lawlessness, and crime. Gugurang, in no time, found out that it was Aswang who was causing all of this. Aswang sent his master, his legions of Aswang. He sent pestilence to the colonies, and for a moment, the people turned into the omnipotent for the protection. Gugurang asked them for another atang or sacrifice, and warned them to follow his commandments strictly or be exterminated by floods and or eruption. Against Aswang himself, Gugurang was powerless to do anything. It seemed that in the twinkle of an eye, Aswang came to possess hidden powers hitherto denied him. Gugurang particularly guarded his fire, lest his enemy make good his threat of stealing it. He assigned his trusted helpers, Katambang and Katambay, to guard the symbol of his power. He was afraid, besides, that if the fire were to go out of its confinement, the world will be consumed in a mighty conflagration. Gugurang went to the colonies and summoned his winged guardians, cadre of half-man and half-bird creatures of the Garuda, that are strong and are capable of flight, that they will swoop and catch evil human monsters, but upon touching fresh waters, they turn into attractive men with muscular bodies. Now, Aswang turned himself into Yasau. So nobody mind the Yasau because everyone know they were harmless creatures. Aswang was able to enter and locate the guarded object. And with many guiles and wiles, he bribed the guards with gold or bulawan. The temptation was too sweet to be denied. Hence, Aswang obtained possession of Gugurang's fire, putting it inside a coconut shell he started with it. Gugurang, in his throne, suddenly noticed that everything around him turned black and that there were cries in the bowels of the volcano, but outside, the world was on fire. Every colony that Aswang passed caught fire, and with this, he flew into the air, pursuing the thief, while terror reigned among the people who were powerless against the conflagration. Gugurang and Aswang raced for supremacy, gugurang masakit na far back, or else he will be left without any power at all. The air grew hot, but still they went madly on. Aswang was nearing his seat, and if he could get there before Gugurang, Aswang braced up for the last stride, and just as he was about to descend Mount Malinaw, Gugurang caught up with him. Gugurang snatched the fire from the Yasam, or Aswang in disguise. So Gugurang, on reaching Mount Malinaw, on Mount Mayon, returned the fire to its place, and everything was bright again inside. Now, before doing anything else, he set about stopping the conflagration. He bade the waters, or kalangitan, to rain continuously, and there was rain, and the big fire was under control. The people at once offered atang, because they were convinced it was Gugurang who had caused the fire because of their wickedness. Then Gugurang punished the guards by chaining them to the precipice. Then, for his revenge on Aswang, he ordered lightning, or linti, and thunder, the lugdog, to strike hard against Mount Malinaw that was defying him. Aswang attempted to bribe linti and the lugdog. He almost succeeded in tempting them with power and alliance, but they feared Gugurang more, so they strike Mount Malinaw with their power until it was half its size, and tombing Aswang inside. So this is the story of Mount Mayon, the struggle of power between Aswang and Gugurang, no? Aswang and Gugurang. So what I am realizing in this story of Aswang, no? It seems that the power of Gugurang being a supreme is limited, though it mentioned na parang he was not able to do anything to Gugurang or to Aswang, no, except that he will grow his own power. And here we can see the cooperation of us who are worshiper, and the Diwata Gugurang is telling us that we have also our responsibility. If we want peace and order, prosperity, and the blessings of the gods, we have to do the commandment, or the policy, or the rule. And by giving atang to the gods, it was our role of perfectly molding our life. The sacred fire of Gugurang is the most coveted fire, no? And it reminds me of the fire of Zeus that Prometheus stole from Zeus, no? The story might have similarity from one another, but here we could say that the light that Gugurang carry may vary. The light or the fire may help us, no, to see the light and to be warm. But if it is possessed by a wrong individual and a wrong motive, the light will give destruction to the people. And we can see the reason why Gugurang fighted for the fire and did not allow the fire to be possessed by Aswang, because Gugurang wanted us to have prosperity, to have a happy life, to have a peaceful life, to have an orderly life. Because we have heard when Aswang, no, there are many crimes that happen, killing, murder, and suffering, and bad luck, and darkness covered the world when Aswang have stole the light, the fire of Gugurang. So with that, no, I just want you, let us pray and thank Gugurang for all that he did for the people of Ibalong. And I hope that the fire of Gugurang will also be with us, no, will also be with us. So let us pray to Gugurang. Umaw, Gugurang. Great among the gods of Ibalon. Blessed incarnation of Paros, as willed by the primordial god of the wind Langit. You who command the winds and the flames of heaven, keeper of the sacred fire, we thank you for reminding us that just like you who seated in the holy mountain of Magayon, that in the great deep bosom of the holy volcano, there is fire that serves life to the dark underworld for our soul. May you ignite within us the sacred flames of life, that we may always do what is right according to the universal laws and the laws of nature, which you have set for us since the beginning of time. We call for your holy light to shine on us brightly, that we may see clearly the path we are walking back to our race. May you always comfort us by the radiance of your sacred flames and keep us always safe and away from the monsters brought by Aswang. May peace and prosperity find us of your blessings as we continue to live happy life under your care and protection. Mayari na pag-asa atin. I hope that this short ritual have give enlightenment into your life. And I know not everyone is doing fine. We are experiencing life, the wholeness of life. And when we say we are experiencing wholeness, we experience light and darkness. And probably some of you now are living in the dark, and we ask you, no, to stay or to maintain your connection with the light. And may Gugurang help you, to be connected to the sacred flames, to the divine light that he is providing. When in times of darkness, we might feel only loneliness or regrets. But if we look deeper within our soul, there is a tiny spark of light within you. There is hope. So do not lose hope. And with that, I have to say goodbye for now. And I hope that blessings will go on your way. Mayari na. Pag-asa tin, paalam.